Welcome to Nucera Insights, your AI-generated earnings update. I'm Sarah, and I'm here with my co-host Marcus to break down ThyssenKrupp Nucera's Q3 earnings.
That's right, Sarah. Let's dive into the essential financial highlights first. Sales came in at 184 million euros for Q3, down 22% year-over-year, mainly due to the high completion rate of the NEOM project.
And looking at profitability, EBIT was flat at 0 million euros for the quarter. The green hydrogen segment improved by 10 million euros to negative 13 million euros, which is mainly attributable to an improved gross margin in the GH2 business due to a more profitable project mix. Meanwhile, chlor-alkali dropped to 13 million euros from 25 million euros due to lower sales in the quarter coupled with positive one-time effects in the previous year.
Order intake was 63 million euros in Q3, down 77% year-over-year, affected by project postponements in the context of the continuing challenging market environment for green hydrogen with ongoing reluctance to make final investment decisions on the customer side. The order backlog sits at 0.7 billion euros, with 0.3 billion euros from green hydrogen.
The cash position remains at a stable high level, with 660 million euros in net financial assets.
Now for strategic business updates. In green hydrogen, the NEOM project, which is the world's largest green hydrogen plant under construction, is now 80% complete with over 90 of their 110 modules delivered.
ThyssenKrupp Nucera is also expanding its technology portfolio. They acquired pressurized alkaline electrolyzer technology from Green Hydrogen Systems and opened their first SOEC pilot production plant in Germany. The goal is to reduce time to market and to lead in levelized cost of hydrogen.
The project pipeline remains substantial at around 21 gigawatts in actively pursued projects, though it's down slightly from 22 gigawatts last quarter. Importantly, they have 1.5 gigawatts of paid engineering contracts, and the company is confident that they will be able to convert paid engineering contracts into firm orders for large-scale electrolysis systems within the coming 6 to 12 months.
Moving on to the chlor-alkali segment. The performance remains stable. They secured new contracts, including expanding a caustic soda plant in India and CMDC facility in Saudi Arabia. The KMCI plant in South Korea just started operations successfully.
Looking forward, management confirmed the recently specified guidance. Group sales are now expected between 850 to 920 million euros, and EBIT between negative 7 million euros to positive 7 million euros, an improvement compared to their initial guidance.
Finally, let's address a key investor question that came up, the window for projects in the U.S. In order to seize this window, the CEO explained that FEED engineering would have to be done in the next 6 to 9 months, but he sees several projects that are well advanced and could meet this timeline. He confirmed that the company is already in intensive discussions with many of them.
Key message from management. Nucera continues to see high demand for its technologies while investing in their green hydrogen technology portfolio. The company is achieving key project execution milestones and is on track to deliver the slightly improved fiscal year guidance.
That wraps our Q3 recap. Thanks for listening to Nucera Insights.